7 after the hour on the Good Day Weekend program. It's the last weekend of the month of February 2012. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is ready to go to work answering your questions. Your calls are certainly encouraged and welcome at 888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to me, Doug, at dougsteffen.com as we go through some of the medical issues of the week, the interesting news, some of the studies that have been done. Ken has done his homework as usual. He's got them all prepared, ready to explain to you how they affect you. For example, women with migraine headaches, Ken, apparently have an increased risk of depression. One would wonder, well, say, okay, that makes sense. But then it goes a lot further than that, doesn't it?
It really does. And migraine headaches are remarkably common. Have you ever had a migraine?
I have fortunately not. I'm pretty lucky, as I've told you before. I don't have headaches much, and I don't even know. I mean, I've had some. I don't even know if I've had a bad headache. I've had headaches caused by walking into things. Or every once in a while, I think I got a high-pressure headache once from being up in a plane without having oxygen. I mean, things like that. But, no, I'm fortunate
but
that
these are horrible. In fact, it would be nice, and we'd be sympathetic if one of our listeners who suffers from these calls us to share with all of us what they're like, and so we can be aware of them.
Yeah.
But I have had, especially women, they're much more common in women, not exclusively women, describe these to me over the years. And if you're listening and you have migraine headaches, we'd like to hear from you, because there is some new information. There's an annual meeting of the American Academy of Neurology that's going to take place in April, and they've already published some of the findings that are coming out of this meeting. And what they've discovered is that women with a current or past history of migraine headaches, with or without aura — aura are things like flashing lights — people who have migraine headaches, if you have aura, you know about them. Some of them are very unusual. Some of them are voices, sensory phenomena that go on with the headaches. Some of them are unusual, fascinating, not for the person who has them, but for a listener being told about them. And these folks who have these histories of migraine headaches, they're at increased risk for developing depression. And migraine patients need to be aware of this potential of having depression so they can think about even preventing depression. And there are ways, believe it or not, there are definite ways that you can prevent depression. 60 Minutes last week got everybody thinking about whether the pills we use are effective. There was a doctor there who brought up information from about 10 years ago where it was thought that antidepressants might be placebos, and that's a whole nother area that we can talk about that controversy later if we like. But there are things that you can do to prevent depression. Eating a healthy diet is so important. Getting into an exercise program once the doctor says it's okay. Talking therapy before you get on medications. If you have mild or moderate depression, not so much severe depression, I think talking therapy is so helpful.
Mm-hmm.
It should be part of severe depression, but this is where the medications really are useful. And there are some supplements that are clearly been shown recently to help lower the risk of depression. And I think people who have migraine headaches especially need to get their vitamin D levels checked and get enough sunlight, enough vitamin D in their food to get their vitamin D levels up at least to 30. They need the B vitamins, all of the different B1, 6, and 12. And also fish oil is so important for lowering the risk of depression. We're going to talk this 2 hours a lot about fish oil.
All right. So we have talked a lot about fish oil. It's very important. It's very good to have a handle on what there is in your system. If you have high cholesterol, if you've got the triglyceride levels, explain for a second, if you will. Let's digress, and we'll talk about this product, Cardiol, for a second, and what triglycerides. Most people know what their cholesterol level is, that there are two kinds of cholesterol. the thing, the work that's been done by cardiologists, people who study the heart, people who are in your field in this area, it seems to go back and forth. People get confused, I think, Ken, about what they need to know about their cholesterol, the good cholesterol, the bad cholesterol, what's too much, what's the total number. And, I mean, you hear some conflicting reports. Some people say don't worry about your cholesterol level because it doesn't really mean anything.
Well, I would definitely not agree with that. Yeah. Hanging around this all day with circulation problems, that certainly hasn't been my experience over 30 years. The reason why this has gotten so confusing, Doug, is because we no longer treat everybody to the same goals. We call this treating to targets. There's probably about five different cubby holes, and we have to figure out, as the physicians, especially the internists and the cardiologists, where to put people into these cubbyholes? What should be their specific targets? I think everybody, all adults, even young adults at some point, need to get their blood checked, and I recommend still fasting. And
oh, sure. I told you about a blood test that I had, and the triglyceride level was off the chart, and I hadn't fasted, and I guess I didn't remember that I was going to have one, so I didn't get it.
Well, there's a whole big molecule called the total cholesterol, and it's broken down into fragments. There's the good cholesterol, the HDL, a healthy cholesterol. There's the bad cholesterol, LDL, the lousy cholesterol. There's a fragment of triglycerides. This is the foamy fat that rises to the top right after you eat a meal. So that's why if you don't fast, this will be higher. Some cutting-edge lab tests where you don't fast, and there's different lab values for that. But I think that that's really not yet out in the mainstream. The old-fashioned way, a 12-hour fast, and get your, after 8 o'clock, don't eat, and then after 8 a.m. in the morning, get your blood checked. And this will give you at least your total cholesterol, your bad cholesterol LDL, your good cholesterol HDL. And I know all the doctors listening are going to talk about the VAP, the subparticles of your LDL, the subparticles of your HDL, but at least know the total fragments. And then talk to your doctor whether you need more specialized tests, because not everybody will need them.
All right. So the essence of this molecular approach to thinking about what a cardiologist like Ken, who has his own practice, by the way, down, I'm sure you've gotten that if you're new to the program, Ken is located outside of Orlando in a beautiful sort of picket fence community called Mount Dora. He has a clinic called Lake Cardiology there, and you can call 800-LAKE-CARDIO at any time. You'll speak to somebody like Sandy, who pretty much runs things. Ken shows up and checks people out, but Sandy is really the person who's running things. And some of the folks there, as many people on the staff, set you up. It's a great trip to Orlando. You go see Dr. Ken, get yourself checked out. You couldn't have better care, I will tell you that. So anyway, as a cardiologist, we talk about cholesterol and triglycerides with you, your patients. So that's why you kind of got high, if you'll pardon the use of that term, about this new natural approach. More and more, you're talking about supplements. This isn't really a supplement as much as, well, I don't know, maybe it is, because it's got all these natural ingredients in it. Would you consider cardiol to be a supplement?
Well, it's not a prescription drug. It has some drug-like qualities to it, but it also has some supplements in it. So it's mostly supplement.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And
go ahead.
High cholesterol, Doug, it really is a serious condition, and it can lead to heart attacks and heart disease. And I have found this product that you can use to get your cholesterol before the plaques get in there, and you've got to really stabilize those plaques so they don't rupture and have a heart attack. But many of us obviously want to avoid getting to that point where you already have plaques, and this is just the ideal product, because as a cardiologist, I always seek the safest, most effective way to lower cholesterol in my patients, Doug. And there's this new all-natural approach from Italy. It might be right for many of our listeners. Cardiols, 9 natural ingredients. They work together to reduce cholesterol levels and also help to lower the bad fats in your blood. They're called triglycerides. Users report excellent results in just 30 days. It's safe. It's FDA registered. Cardiol is also easy to take. That's why I like it. Just 1 capsule a day.
So get Cardiol easily and get it free. That's kind of a good thing. It's easy to get, and it's free. Cardiol available by going online to Cardiol. It's a C-A-R-D-I-O-L, Cardiol.net. Just enter the discount code KEN when you order online at Cardiol.net, or you can call them toll-free at 888-809-6424. That's 888-809-6424. If you have this problem, you need to deal with it. It's also good. I think it's a maintenance kind of a thing, too, Ken, don't you?
Absolutely.
In a way. All right. So Cardiol.net. Use the discount code KEN. You can actually go to drkenshow.com. He's got the same button there. Click on that and order Cardiol free for 30 days. You pay about $8, I think it is, in shipping and handling costs. That's it. But you get the product free. Try it. In 30 days, you'll be amazed at how much a difference there is in your cholesterol level, your triglyceride level. So it's aimed at better health. Good standards are used to put this stuff together because Italy has tougher standards than we do on supplements. So that's what makes it even better. Cardiol.net or toll-free. You call them to order your free 30-day supply at 888-809-6424. 888-553-7536. Has been dialed up by some folks. They're ready to go. We're ready to go. During the course of the hour, Ken and I will disagree on the raw milk study that came out. So if you like it when Ken and I disagree, stay tuned for that. All right? He knows exactly where we're going with that, baby. How about the whooping cough shot? There's something recommended this week. This almost seems like a blast from the past, Ken.
Well, it's a blast from the past because this is a immunization, a vaccination that is not brand new, but the recommendation of who should now also get it is what's new. This came out of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. They were very busy this week. What they're recommending, Doug, is that all adults 19 and older who have not already been vaccinated, they should get vaccinated against whooping cough. We also call this pertussis, which is an infectious bacterial disease that triggers uncontrollable coughing and is especially dangerous to infants. The CDC recommends the Tdap vaccine. This protects against whooping cough, pertussis, diphtheria, and tetanus, Doug.
So pertussis, there's a product called Pertussin, or there used to be. I remember taking it, seems to me, when I was a kid. Are they related? I think I took it when I was coughing a lot. Got some
bad cold.
They're
just playing off the same thing.
Oh, they are. Okay. Well, that happens. The FDA announced that it is taking measures to help ease cancer drug shortages. The usual news media approach to this is to scare the hell out of everybody who's got cancer. This is stuff that's used for leukemia, I guess, and bone cancer. Is that right?
Well, yes. We reported last week about how there's shortages of a lot of cancer drugs. And what has happened, the FDA is quickly allowing some of the firms to get approved to manufacture. And they're also allowing drugs from foreign countries to come in. And we can talk about all that and the unintended consequences.
All that and more. 888-553-7536. Lots of things on the list today. So you will hear and experience and think about a lot of things pertaining to you and your health. 21 after the hour. Good day weekend with Dr. Ken.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through February 29th, save 15% on canned bacon, 28% on a working with wheat combo, 28% on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated food, and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends February 29th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry. Sale ends February 29th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
How's your heart? Yeah, I like this. The more dancing, I have this new thing about LSD, Ken.
LSD.
Laughing, singing, and dancing. And this is a good song for you to laugh, smile, sing along, dance. Good for your heart, good for your psyche, good for everything.
Good for your memory.
It is, matter of fact. 888-553-7536. Here is Robert in Anderson, South Carolina, with a question about something that is common to people who have some sort of heart ailment. I guess, Robert, you're on with Dr.
Hi, Robert.
Ken. Hi. Hey, Dr. Ken, appreciate your show, bud.
Glad you're here.
All right, two quick questions. The Cardiol, I'm taking Lipitor right now, and I didn't know whether it's safe for me to order that and take that with my Lipitor, or should I not take it?
I wouldn't mix the two. I'd decide on one because there is red yeast rice, the real red yeast rice in Cardiol, and that too is a weak statin. And if you're taking Lipitor, you don't want to take two statins. Lipitor is one of the stronger statins. I like Lipitor especially when I know there's some coronary disease or there's high risk for coronary disease, especially in a diabetic or somebody who's a smoker. If I've done a CTA of the coronaries and I know there's already plaque there or the patient's already had a heart attack or they've had a heart catheterization and we know there's any plaque already in the circulation, I want to push back, and the best drugs that I have are the Lipitor and the Crestor, the really aggressive statins to push back that plaque.
Okay, thank you. One other quick question, Dr. Ken.
Sure.
The Lipitor, they got the generic brand out now, and I asked my cardiologist and my doctor, would you recommend me staying on the brand name, or is there a difference between the generic and the brand name? I didn't know which one to take.
I just think there's a big difference in the cost. What we're seeing so far, and I've seen a lot of my patients go to the generic, and it's looking like a pretty good generic so far. It's called atorvastatin, and
yes,
it's all in the numbers, so it's worth trying, but I would talk to your doctor about it. Was your doctor hesitant to change you?
No, sir. I've asked all three of them, and they recommended there's no difference between the generic and the brand name.
I've had good luck with it. I've had a number of my patients switch to it, and they're doing pretty well with it. And there is a big difference in cost.
Thank you, Dr. Ken. Appreciate that.
Hey, Robert, thanks for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.
888-553-7536. While we have a moment, Dr. Ken and Dr. Barack. Maybe he is a doctor of sorts. He claims to be able to fix everything. This week, though, the government has come out with some new stuff. Even though it appears that the Republicans stopped funding for most of this stuff, some of the elements of it had been put into place. I thought it wasn't supposed to go into place, effect until after the election, like 2013. But what's the conflict, the latest conflict in terms of the government and its people and health care?
Well, as my insurance agent brought to my attention this week, starting in 2013, the health savings accounts are going to be limited to $2,500.
Why would that be? What difference does it make? How much is it? That's a tax deductible amount of cash you put into accounts.
Why would that be? Because, oh my gosh, turning some of our health care decisions over to the individual and empowering the individual. What
so
a
if you have more
idea.
Money in there, you can make your decisions. If you don't have money in there, somebody makes the decision.
Exactly,
boy,
because
you know,
it conflicts with this idea of centralized big government control. Mm-hmm. And HSAs fly against that, and they empower the individual to make decisions. And why are we shrinking HSAs? I'd love to hear somebody explain that to me. Hopefully we could put them front line. Tell me why we should be shrinking HSAs, but Obamacare, by law, will only allow $2,500 a year. I'd love to know why.
It used to be $45,000, didn't it, or something like
well,
that?
Well, it's now about $6,000 to $7,000, depending on your age.
Yeah, and it, that's a deductible number.
Correct.
Is
but
it not? Yeah.
Correct,
and not everybody doesn't. I remember trying to set one up, and I couldn't, or it didn't make any difference. I guess that was the... I was told that because it wasn't. I was in a tax bracket. You couldn't. Back when I used to.
No, but it's a wonderful idea because
of course it is.
It's a wonderful idea to start very young because
yeah.
what you do is you as a youngster in your 20s, if you start doing this, you can build it up, and then keep increasing your deductible. And as you get older in your 40s and 50s, you'll have a huge savings account, many, many thousands of dollars, and you'll have a huge deductible and a very reasonable yearly cost for insurance, and you're self-insuring yourself. It's a wonderful way to save money, and you're going to spend that money very carefully because it's your own. And the government is telling us we are not going to be able to do this as well, and we're going to only be able to put a smaller, much smaller fraction, maybe a third of what we could previously, beginning 2013. And the other thing that's going to happen is more stress for those people who achieve. There's going to, this administration believes in a success tax. The harder you work and the more you strive, the more you're supposed to turn over to them to help them buy their election. Yeah. And that's a strong statement. But I wouldn't be so uneasy about paying more taxes if I saw the money being spent properly. But
waste, fraud, and abuse account for depending on
and
which
buying elections.
34. Percent to 41%. Yeah, the unions and stuff get largesse. Poll out this week from Gallup says the majority of people in the country think Mr. Obama is too liberal. Half past the hour. Good day weekend on the air.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original BioMat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
After the hour now.
Excuse me.
Where'd that come from?
You know, did I tell you the story? Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the air with our Good Day Weekend supplement to Monday through Friday. Good Day show is on. Ken's an important part of that. And the weekend, you got the Good Day Health newsletter, et cetera, et cetera. I think I told you that I lost my voice and the strange circumstances. I'm telling you a story because I wonder if anybody else has ever had this experience. 888-553-7536. I got a little bit of hoarseness on the air on Tuesday morning, and Tuesday afternoon and evening I had a fly from Boston back here to Los Angeles. So I got on the plane. I started talking to a lady about stuff as I want to do, and I'm reading the paper and I'm watching a movie, and I started to sneeze. And I sneezed, and I sneezed, and I sneezed. Like, I couldn't even count how many times I sneezed. When I stopped sneezing, I couldn't talk. I had, you know, that laryngitis, and I couldn't be heard. So, spend the rest of the time, I tried to go on the air on Wednesday morning. It didn't do a particularly good job. And then Wednesday afternoon, I had gone into a store to get something. And I started sneezing again. It was late in the afternoon. Sneeze, 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 sneeze. When I'm done sneezing, my voice is fine.
That's fascinating, because acute laryngitis, which is what you're describing, you know, the acute loss of your voice. Viral infections, such as those that are caused by a cold, are a very common cause.
Yeah, but I didn't have a cold.
Well, you were sneezing.
Yeah.
You lost your voice.
I did, but funny how, and I don't usually get, you know, I think my resistance level, because I'm fortunately in pretty good shape, thanks to Ken and a lot of his advice and some of the other things that instinctively I try to do, it was just a strange thing. Speaking of supplements and things that are good, I am big, 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 and Ken is big, big, big on fish oil, and a lot of you are big, 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 big on fish oil as well. So if you are taking a fish oil supplement, I would like you to go get your bottle of fish oil right now. Keep it handy for the next few minutes. Get your bottle of fish oil. Stand by. We're going to talk about why some fish oils give you those burps. You know, those nasty fish burps. You can taste it when it comes up. And it didn't, especially if you're with somebody, it's embarrassing, right? I'm trying to imagine you burping. I'm a burper, been a burper for a long time.
But I don't ever... Do you burp?
Everybody burps.
Yeah, but how much do you burp? Come on. Tell us the story. How
probably an average amount.
Do you really? Do you have gas, too? Do you remember the story about
President... I don't know if these are fair questions.
No, but do you remember the story about President Clinton being at some event in Vermont and he passed gas and it's a wonderful story. And it really gets down to, you can be president, you can be Dr. Ken, you can be me, you can be you. You do have gas. Some of it is natural, and if you're taking a nasty fish oil supplement, maybe some of it isn't so natural. Let's talk with Dave McMahon, who's the founder of Solana Health. He has been talking with us over the last couple of months about various things, including a product called Cardiol. But he also has some information, the huge differences that exist in fish oil. So I thought that he and Ken could talk about this in essence together, because Ken has his experience and certainly Dave has his. So let's start with the nasty fish burps. Dave, hi.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hi,
right.
David.
What do we need to know here? Ken, take it away.
David, and I'll only ask you fair questions.
Wait a minute. No, I think we ought to ask him that. He's been around. He's become a friend. How much? Well, he's probably, because he's got this good product, he probably doesn't have fish burps. Do you?
No, that's absolutely true. In fact, I was never able to take fish oil. I have GERD, so gastro reflux. And the fish oils that I tried to take, I just buy them from the store, and I try to take them because I know they're good for me.
Yeah.
I just could not take them. I got terrible burps and just really nasty stuff, and I never understood why. And that's one of the reasons I thought this would be a great thing to bring up, because this is the number one thing that the customers ask me about our fish oil. So the big difference is that I've learned is that most fish oils are an alcohol molecule, so they're an ethyl ester molecule. And what that means is they're not a very stable molecule, and they actually start to oxidize or go rancid in the capsule. So they
rancid
don't have
is like rancid. People, when they hear rancid, they think about milk that's spoiled. Is that the same? You're talking about the
same
thing?
Yeah, I mean, you can actually see if you buy one of those big bottles from Costco, and I don't mean to pick on Costco, but those huge bottles of 400 pills,
yeah,
you can actually see them turn brown and hard over time.
Really?
And, yeah, you know, after 6 months and more, if you take one of those, you will definitely get those nasty fish burps and worse. And the other big deal about that is this alcohol molecule does not digest very well. So it has to be absorbed through the liver, and you lose about 70% of the potency of the fish oil. And if your label does not say triglyceride form, which is the natural form, it is ethyl ester. And that's over 90% of the fish oils are the ethyl ester form.
All right. I had a girlfriend named Ethel Esther once. You got to be careful about her.
David, right, if the bottle says 1,000 milligrams of fish oil or omega-3 on the front, do you just need one capsule a day?
Right. That's the other question I get a lot. They say, well, gee, you know, I heard the American Heart Association or the National Institute of Health recommends 1,000 milligrams of, it's really EPA, DHA, the essential fatty acids per day. And that's what it says on the front of my bottle, 1,000 milligrams of fish oil. So that's all I need, right? Absolutely not. So
it's
what,
so confusing.
Very confusing, right? So if folks did what you asked, Doug, and have their bottle, it probably says 1,000 or 1,200 on the front. Turn it around and read in the supplement facts panel the smaller print. And what does it say in terms of omega-3? Typically a store brand, CVS, Nature's Bounty, Costco, they have about 300 milligrams of omega-3 in a 1,000 milligram capsule. And then the really scary part is look for the EPA DHA, the essential fatty acids, and maybe Dr. Ken can tell us why that's so important. But that typically says asterisk on these types of fish oils.
So they don't tell you.
They don't tell you. It's not measured. It's virtually none.
All right, so Ken and I have had conversations about EPA, DHA. There was a study done last year, Ken. Remember we talked about how one might affect the men who would be susceptible to prostate cancer, so take the other one. We always have agreed that omega-3 is apparently the right one to take. But I wonder how the two of you engage in a conversation about EPA and DHA, if you would.
Ken, I'll let you start.
Okay. Well, I just want to know what we, in terms of the prostate thing, and or for men, wasn't it DHA was higher in, I've forgotten now, that's why my question was, because you get so much of this. It used to be you wanted omega, and then it was, they talk about omega fatty oils, there was omega 6 and 9 and 3, and then somebody said 9 is bad for you, and then 6 was bad for you, and now 3 is the only one good for you, and then they break it down even more into EPA and DHA. I think that's what confuses people.
It is very confusing, and there was that one study. You know, we used to think of the beneficial effects of EPA plus DHA, and there was this one study that showed that, you know, one of them was good for the prostate, one of them wasn't. It's one study. My read of all this is it really hasn't been picked up by the medical establishment and changed medical practice yet. And I think what is really happening in medical practice right now is just focusing on the omega-3s, mm-hmm. getting enough of the omega-3s, and hoping that this whole area, it reminds me so much of the cholesterol in the 1980s when it was so unclear how to think about effective targets for treating. And that's where it is right now with fish oil. And it's confusing for the consumers. And the doctors are confused about it because, as you point out, David, most of the doctors just say, you know, get 1,000 or 2,000 milligrams, and they don't really get dig down into the separate parts of it. And I think what you need to do is focus on the omega-3s, and I think we need to get more research about you know, the different omega-3s, and there really hasn't been enough confirming studies about that one report, Doug, so I'm not going to run on that yet.
All right, but so let's go back to the fish oil that folks, if you've got your bottle there, as Dave suggested, looking at it, they want to know after what you just said, Dave, whether or not the fish oil that they have is safe.
Right, and that's another great question and something that isn't very clear either. We just don't, in the U.S., we just don't have regulations on fish oil. It's a supplement, and it just isn't regulated. So the only way that you know that your fish oil is safe from contaminants is if it's been independently tested. And there are several that have been. There's a great organization called IFOS, the International Fish Oil Standards Body. That's a nonprofit in Canada that really has the highest regulations. But you really want to look for independent testing, because otherwise they can use all kinds of marketing language that says certified pure, tested safe, or whatever, but without independent testing. But I just wanted to pick up on what Dr. Ken said. I think that's a really good point, is focus on the omega, because if you're getting the omega-3, a high purity omega-3, you're going to get the EPA, DHA that's in there. Mm-hmm. And again, right. So you want to look for a 70-80% omega-3.
So then tell us about Vitality, the ultra pure fish oil that you have.
Yeah, the reason that we, as you know, we started with Cardiol. It combines several ingredients to help lower cholesterol, and omega-3 fish oil is one of those ingredients. We were so impressed with the fish oil that was in Cardiol, we went to the manufacturer and said, we'd like to provide that pure fish oil because so many people want to take the fish oil.
On its own.
On its own, yeah. It has just so many heart benefits, brain benefits, joint, it's an anti-inflammatory, so it's great for the joints as well. So our capsule is a 1,000 milligram capsule. It has 800 milligrams of omega-3 in it. So it's 80% pure omega-3.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 700 EPA DHA, so 70% EPA DHA. There is not another capsule you can find in the United States that's that potent. And on top of that, it is the triglyceride natural form. Doesn't give you fish burps, very stable, and you get 70% better absorption of the omega-3 in your bloodstream because of the triglyceride form. And then, of course, it is independently tested by IFOS, 5-star rating, absolutely no heavy metals, no plasticizer,
Yeah, see, I think that's the thing. A lot of people worry about fish these days with mercury and other contaminant stuff, if you will, in it. And this apparently doesn't have it. So here's what you do, folks, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the way. This is another thing that the folks at Dave's Place have decided to let you try free. Solana Health done a lot of work here bringing this product or the products they have to you. A free trial of Vitality Ultra Pure Fish Oil by calling 888-809-6424. You're familiar with that number now, 888-809-6424, and ask them for a free 30-day supply. You'll pay shipping and handling, about $8, $8.95, I think it is. No other commitment, no strings attached. 888-809-6424. You can visit the Dr. Ken Show website. Click on the link for Vitality. And many of you have ordered Cardiol already. You can do that. Do them both at the same time if you want. The free trial starts today when you call 888-809-6424 or visit the Dr. Ken Show website and click on the link is easy to find for Vitality. All right, Vitality Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Sounds like a good idea. Why would you not try it if it's free for 30 days? Dave, good to have you here. Thank you for the information and the update. We continue on. The essence of your calls and comments. Here's Don in Carthage, Illinois, with a question for Dr. Ken.
Hey, good morning, Dr. Ken. I appreciate you taking time to talk with me. I'll keep it short. I've been had problems with what's called sebaceous cyst for about 10, 15 years. I've had at least two, if not three of them cut out and several lanced. I learned from my mother years ago. I also had problems with cold sores, which I know is also a virus. And she told me if you take L-lysine, that'll sort of keep the cold sores in check, and it always seems to work. I've asked several others who have treated me for these. If it's any kind of over-the-counter type of supplement you can take like that, that would keep cysts in check. And I've been told by everybody, no, there's not. I just wanted to get another opinion.
Sure, Don. One of the important things is differentiating a sebaceous cyst from an epidermoid cyst. And this often gets confused. And most people who say they have a sebaceous cyst actually have an epidermoid cyst. The sebaceous cyst usually arises from glands that secrete oily matter that lubricates the hair and skin. And the epidermoid cyst usually arise from cells that make up the outer layers of the skin. So it sounds to me like you have the much, much more common epidermoid cyst. Would that be correct?
If you have explained it that way, yeah.
Okay.
I've just always been told it was called sebaceous cyst.
I can't tell you how many people confuse these two. And so I just want to clarify that actually it's epidermoids.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you know, it's like pulling your own teeth, Don. Unfortunately, there's really no easy way to treat epidermoids. Usually what we do is, unless they cause a cosmetic or a problem with you moving where they hurt when you move, we usually leave these things alone. But if you do treat them, they're treated with injections, which obviously you're not going to do yourself. They're cut open and drained, you know, what doctors call incision and drainage, or the whole thing is cut out, a total excision, yeah, or a part of it's cut out, a minimal excision. Even laser is used. But I don't know anything that, unfortunately, you can put in your medicine cabinet to take care of these things.
I wish to make
unless you go to
nothing.
Medical school.
Yeah. Hey.
All right, I didn't do it, I promise. 888-553-7536. Sometimes I have a little pointer, and you do too. We all have that to allow people to get on the air.
I'm innocent. You know, you were asking before about the omega-3 and the prostate cancer. It's so confusing. It's the DHA in that one study, very high levels of DHA. Yeah. There was an increased risk of prostate cancer. It was out in, I believe, the spring of 2011. But it's yet to be reconfirmed, and it's yet, as far as I can see from all my colleagues, changed what they're doing.
Right.
So, you know, it's one of those things that's the yin-yang of medicine because the DHA is so healthy for the heart, the brain, the rest of the body. So it's stay tuned.
Ah. Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
One 888-55-DR-KEN. You ever tried us and you got a busy signal? There's some lines open. We'd love to have you join us. You can help us finish the first hour and begin the second hour. 1-888-55-DR-KEN, toll free from anywhere in the country. I'm a trained medical scientist, internist, cardiologist. I've been in medicine for over 30 years, practicing cardiology for almost 25 in a town right outside of Orlando. Almost nothing I haven't seen at least once in medicine. I'd like to help you get to the next step. Head-to-toe medicine. I take the best of both worlds. That's traditional medicine, which I've been trained in, alternative medicine that's evidence-based. I love to bring to your attention blended kind of treatment, help you get to the next step. If you've been to the doctor, you're left with some questions unanswered, or you're looking for some other options, you didn't like the options that were presented, or you have a symptom that you can't figure out, or your spouse, your parents, your kids are dealing with a problem. Everybody has a health problem. They wish they could ask a doctor. Here I am. I promise I won't embarrass you. And you know what? You can actually understand my English. Easy to understand language. You can talk to me. I won't embarrass you. You can even talk to me about sex and I won't embarrass you. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. 1-888-553-7536. We pay for the call and we'll get you on and no bill. Isn't that
I guess
wonderful?
I reserve the right to embarrass you if I ask about gas or stuff. You know, that's a that's like free-range chicken. This is an open season here on calls and questions and comments. 888-553-7536. Also, Dr. Ken produces the Good Day Health newsletter every week. And this is the second week of the special info that you have worked on, researched heart conditions, heart problems, the number of people who have these problems. That's why we tell you stories about stuff like cardiol and this omega-3 so that you would eliminate. We're trying to put Dr. Ken out of business. That's basically what we're trying
to do. I'd love to get home early.
Yeah.
Have
so
a
what's
day,
in this?
Have more time off. This week, part two, because it's Heart Month, February's Heart Month. We had so much new information in the past 6 months from the heart that we did a second newsletter. This is information that you're not going to easily get. It's information we just don't have time to talk about on the air. You will love this. I promise you it's free. You can sign up at drkenshow.com or at dougsteffen.com.
All right, so I'm just reading it now, my copy of it. You go to the website, drkenshow.com or dougsteffen.com, click on to Ken's picture, and up comes a question. You want to sign up for the newsletter, you put in your email address. That's all you have to do. One of the things that's happened this week, women are warned about the incidence of heart attacks, and they don't feel them like men do, apparently, in their chest, right?
This is so important. It's amazing that only 2 in 5 women actually have chest pain when they have a heart attack. And women just have very different symptoms than guys do. Guys have that classic chest discomfort, the elephant sitting on the chest. Women more commonly get short of breath, they get fatigue, they have odd symptoms. This was in the Journal of the American Medical Association this week, that 2 out of 5 women having a heart attack do not experience chest pain. Instead, they have harder to recognize symptoms, Doug, such as things like jaw, neck, shoulder, or back discomfort, even stomach discomforts, or sudden trouble breathing, or just unexplained fatigue. I find that a very common symptom. And this may be one reason why women who have a higher risk of dying from a heart attack when they're in the hospital compared to men.
All right, so there's more info that you probably didn't have before. Check out Dr. Ken's website and sign up for the health newsletter at both drkenshow.com and dougsteffen.com. Mike's in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a question for Dr. Ken. Go ahead, let's have at it here. Mike, go forward with your question, please.
Wondering why a low-dose aspirin is good for your heart. And then I've read different reports where aspirin can be one of the factors causing erectile dysfunction.
Well, some Mike, I'm sorry, you finished?
Some reports say that it doesn't cause it, and some says it could be a factor in it.
Mike, the reason why aspirin is so important for preventing heart attacks is because we now believe that it's plaque rupture that occurs, the inner lining of the wallpaper of the circulation tears away, and then the platelets, these are cells in the blood, go to repair that fracture of the inner lining of your circulation, but the platelets are too effective, and they over clot and make too big of a protection, and then the blood can't get through your circulation. The aspirin inhibits the platelet action so they can't as effectively work to plug up your circulation and cause a heart attack.
Does it cause erectile dysfunction?
I'm not aware of that.
All right. So the answer to your question, Mike, is no, it doesn't cause erectile dysfunction. 59 past the hour. Hour 1 over. Hour 2 to begin.